Bistro moving up on the outside. Letizia waltz on by, and Written Swoosh behind those looking for a run from Berry Bubbly. No Jewelry. Miss Rosiana still in front of Letizia. Written Swoosh is about to dive through in the centre. It's still in front. Miss Rosiana. Written Swoosh coming through. Miss Rosiana burns them with pace and wins it a half length. Written Swoosh has run second. Third, Letizia maybe from waltz on.
Oh, what a nice debut it was by Miss Rosiano. And for the Galagotas team, they got the cash as well, because it got out to something like $15. Peter Galagotas joins us this morning. Congratulations, Pete. What a good day at the office.
Good morning, Michael. How are you? Yes, it was, you know, you go to the races with hope and dreams, and to walk away with the spoils was an amazing achievement by the horse, I thought.
Manny Galagotas, after the race, your brother, who doesn't mind a bet, you've had good horses in the past. You've won big races, Group 1 races. He almost had to pull himself up, because I thought he was about to say, this could be the best horse we've ever had. What do you think, Pete?
I'd go as far as saying it's the nicest two-year-old we've ever had. You know, like, I mean, horses have got plenty of horses are brilliant as youngsters and don't train on. You know what I mean? And then there's plenty that show you nothing. And Mourinho's a classic example. His best season was an eight-year-old weight for age Victorian champion. Like, you don't know what you've got. And I think the key words are health and soundness. Hopefully creates longevity. And look, each horse is an individual for mine, Michael. And you just got to take every one step at a time and give them their opportunity.
How did she come through the run?
It was a tough day yesterday, weather-wise, and I can honestly say that she's come through the run nothing short of sensational. She, you know, she's smashed the feed bin, it licked everything. And I put her out in the paddock for a couple of hours this morning, and I had to go and rescue her, because when we pulled up with the horses that worked at the track, she was up and about and running around the paddock being a bit silly, and I was a bit scared she was going to get hurt. So grabbed her and put her back in her box, and she was full of beans walking back to her box. So I'd say to you, safe play, she's pulled up immaculate.
And she's only had that one trial. Was there a lot of improvement to come, do you think, out of yesterday?
Well, you know, if you're factoring in, you know, Geordie Child's assessment, yes. He felt that, you know, she'd done a little bit of work to get across. She showed a bit of maturity and settled well enough. And when he had to dig, when he had to sort of go for it, she was floating up the straight. Like, and it wasn't until those horses got up next to her that she actually switched on and gave a really good kick. And he felt like she had plenty up her sleeve with experience to come. You know what I mean? And you can only be guided by those opinions. You know what I mean? But, like, yeah, we went to the races yesterday. We thought we had the right horse to be in that particular race. To say that we're going to win, I think that's pie in the sky. You know, like, all you can do with the experience that you've got as a trainer, you grade your horses, you assess them, and we went in very tentative. I must say that the preparation that I've given this filly was very, very conservative. Very conservative. And to see her account for that opposition in the way that she did, and I don't think she had any favours. She made her own luck and toughed it out. I believe there's a lot of improvement to come.
Will you have the traditional path now to the diamond, go through the prelude before the grand final?
Yeah, well, if I gauge her on how she's pulled up today, absolutely. She will go, you know, to the next the 1100 in fortnight from this Saturday. It gives us 2.5 weeks between runs, and then you've got a fortnight into the diamond.
It's a big moment for you and the team, because you traditionally haven't been out laying big money on two-year-olds. So did you feel the pressure in the build-up?
I'll tell you where I felt the pressure. a couple of my long-standing clients have bought into the filly late over the last week, and I gave him a percentage guarantee that I think we've got something above average to work with here, and I'd like you to be part of it. And, you know, they never balked. They all jumped in straight away. I felt that pressure for my clients, you know, for my friends, because you know, it's money changing hands, and you're trying to, you know, portray that, you know, you've got a nice horse to deal with here, and we're a chance in a decent race going forward. I felt that pressure, but as far as the race, I was just comfortable with it, that I'd done enough without doing too much, and I believe that, you know, if she done it right for herself, that it would unfold somewhere in the mix. You know, in reality, she's exceeded my expectations, and now we can get a little bit excited, I think, Michael, with what transpired yesterday.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I got an SMS from a listener, James and Morty Alec, who said, ask them how good their other one is, which is better. Have you got another good two-year-old, Pete?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, Michael. She went through this preparation with a Brazen Bow colt that we have. He's not named yet, but there was nothing between the pair of them. And they both had a little soft in-house jump out against each other, the Moe Racing Club. And I'd like to take this opportunity on air to thank the Racing Club, because they provided me with a course proper gallop for Miss Rosiano Saturday morning, where Geordie Childs come up. And I thought that was very imperative for her preparation for yesterday's race. So, you know, kudos to the club for supporting myself and all the other local trainers, you know, particularly with this horse. But, yeah, going back to this Brazen Bow fella, he's getting heavy, and I just felt after that trial, he just started to feel his shins a little bit, and we've since cut him. But he does go well. He's a horse that we can look forward to going into the future for sure.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on him when he's named. Let us know. There's always a better one at home. It's exciting times. Pete, congratulations on the win yesterday. Look forward to the countdown heading towards the diamond. So it's just so we can do some detective work. Brazen Bow, what's the dam?
Oh, Michael, you had to ask me that question, didn't you? I'm the worst of all time with brooding and remembering.
Oh, that's all right.
You know, I mean, up until probably yesterday, I was always struggling to remember Miss Rosiano's dam, but now it's in my head and drummed into me, so I remember her, but I can't remember his, and I'm sorry to listeners out there. Pretty slack on my behalf.
We'll find out. Don't worry. Yeah, we'll follow
it. It won't be hard to find. I've only got one of them, so, you know, you'll soon be able to look up and see which one it is and what it is. So, yeah, all good.
Well done yesterday, Pete.
Mate, it was an amazing day for everybody involved around my stable and my family. So, you know, I'm very appreciative and grateful that, you know, we got that opportunity and we were able to come away with the spoils. And, you know, and again, a big kudos to Geordie Childs for his effort, because I think it makes a big difference when you can get riders that, you know, have a feel of your horse, i.e. trials or track work, and that was the first sit that he had on her. So, you go into the race with just that little bit of confidence, and I'm glad it just panned out for us, Michael. It was a big day.
The perfect day, and she's going to be very hard to beat in the diamond now. Pete Galagotis, after the debut win of Miss Rosiano yesterday.